I set out to interview artistically inclined Beirutis, and happenstance put me in front of Nadine Begdash. She runs a West End art gallery called Galerie Jeanine Rubez.
Jeanine Rubez is the name of my mother. Oh. Yes, she founded in 1967 a very big cultural center. It was as much painting, poetry, music, politics, a lot of politics.
Every Beiruti I interviewed spoke at least Arabic, French, and English. Middle-aged Nadine is an educated, thoughtful, passionate Beirut native, and she seems to do all she does to honor her mother. Her mother's world revolved around art, and she took Nadine, even as a very young girl, to operas and Ingmar Bergman movies, hoping that something artistic would stick. It stuck.
And she didn't stop during all the war, because they are much more curious, and they want to defy, in a way, the war. For her, it was very important, Beirut, as a center of all the culture, especially this side of Beirut, the side of the American University.
Now, most of us here in San Antonio know little of the wars that have rocked Lebanon. Dr. Marcel Mouchem teaches dentistry at UTSA's dental school now, but he suffered through Beirut's war years, just as Nadine did.
I was born in 1964, so I'm not going to tell you how old am I now. You can guess.
A gentle humor emerged from time to time as I spoke to Mouchem, but what he lived through is almost hard to fathom.
It was a Sunday, April 13, and the problem happened at 11 in the morning. The guy who was killed, his name is Joseph Bouassi. He was our neighbor.
Google Abouassi and you'll find that his killing and the killing of 27 Palestinian gunmen on a bus started the civil war, which enveloped Lebanon for 15 years. And this was Mujem's backdoor neighbor.
We were surrounded by Palestinians for the first, I remember the first 8 to 9 months, we didn't have electricity. We didn't have bread.
His family's apartment was in a war zone.
And many, many houses around us were hit, and many civilian people were killed while sleeping or while walking on the streets. And I still remember during the bad days of bombardment, don't laugh, but we used to sleep under the dining table, and we put a mattress or two over the table, and we sleep under the table, my mom, my dad, and my brother, my sister, and myself.
Now, this is the context within which Nadine's mother, Jeanine, continued to highlight Lebanese artists. She would put on exhibitions even during the war.
When it was bombing at east, we were working at west. When it was bombing at west, we were trying to do something in the east side of the country. And half of the house, she made it as a gallery. So she had exhibition in her own apartment. And she didn't stop during all the war.
Everyone I talked to about art and culture kept on bringing up the war, which, according to journalist Kelly Arena, makes perfect sense.
It is the artists and the musicians and others around them that, through their work, help the rest of society come to terms with what has happened.
Lebanon's tentative peaceful foothold is constantly challenged by circumstance. Tomorrow, more on the war that has defined this country.
I remember when we used to see each other, we don't say good morning, we say, thank God you're still alive.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.